we already said it. He can be touched with our infirmities. What does that mean? He's been there, done that. He fully understands it. He is the perfect high priest because there's nothing you're going to go through that he doesn't get. And not only that, he is the living, remember, the word of God is living, 12th verse of 4th chapter. The word of God is living and energized. That's him. And he is touching, like we went through, every area of your life. There's nothing you can hide. There's nowhere you can go that he doesn't know. So you might as well come to him. You got to go through him to get to the Father anyway, right? Praise God. How beautiful. He is the apostle and high priest of your profession. So open up your mouth. Put his words in your mouth and speak them openly. Declare before him openly. You know, again, praying over all of us, Jesus, you are the archegos. Again, we're back to the whole architect thing. The author, if you will, and the teleotes, the one who completes the process of the building, or the one who completes the process of writing the book. That's the picture. That's who Jesus is. Just look him in the face and say, you are the archegos and teleotes of faith. That's a profession. That's declaring what you believe. He is the one who watches over his word to perform it. That's a profession of faith. Speaking over you guys, when it comes to, you know, again, I always, whenever God reminds me, I apologize for all of the things that you do, for the giving that happens in Jubilee. If it weren't for that, we wouldn't be here, right? And in, again, first chapter of Colossians, that God is making you, he's giving you sufficiency in all things so that you abound into every agathos ergon. That is a work emanating out from him. All the stuff that's gone in Masonra is agathos ergon. It's stuff God called for and you answered. Hallelujah. And you can't do that if you don't have the sufficiency. And how do you give the sufficiency? Well, you give. You give, it's given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men given to your bosom. With the value, with the esteem that you place upon that giving, that's how it comes back to you again. There are people I know who have given most of their lives and got, you know, I mean, like they do okay. They're not destitute. They're not poor, but they're not abounding. And the reason is because they do it out of obligation, or they give a little here and there. Well, that's the esteem they give it. So that's how it comes back, a little here and there, right? These things are true. That's your profession. You can take his word and say, Father, Jesus, you said this is true. Now, he's in it now, Margaret. There's a whole area out there. And in fact, if you understand what I'm saying right now, this should open your eyes where you see very clearly, okay? For decades, I was around people, decades ago, I was around people for a long time who talked a lot about your confession. And the idea was that you would confess something until it happened. And I realize now what that sounds like. When you really understand the word confession, and you understand the word profession, what you realize is at best there was some ignorance there. Somebody didn't dig into it. Somebody didn't go to God. And listen, don't look at me in the tone of voice. Me, okay? I was there. I was in the middle of all of that. I did the same thing, and I didn't think about it either. I didn't realize that what I was saying didn't fit what I thought I was doing. And now that I do, I'm going like, whoa, you know, this is so much better. It's a whole other level. I am so excited. Can you tell? It's not the coffee. It is so energizing when you begin to declare before him who he is, why you believe it, and who you are in him. And I used to say things like, you know, you have the confession unto faith, which means you're speaking over and over and over again, which is not wrong, okay? To try to get to that place where you have faith, and then you have the confession of faith. And again, the idea is the picture's wrong. What you should be doing is professing his word continually. Oh, wait a minute. How about Ephesians, the 13th chapter, the 15th verse? We're told that we should be offering up the sacrifice of praise continually, right? Well, sort of. That word actually is diapontes, which means through all things or through everything. Get this, okay? Through everything. We should be offering up the sacrifice of praise to him through everything. Not for everything. When the enemy comes against you and you're laying on the bed feeling like dead warmed over, you don't thank God for being sick. Okay? Through it. You profess through it. You praise him through it. I'm here right now. I'm hurting right now. Things aren't right right now. Maybe I need something right now. I understand. But I'm still going to praise you because, first of all, that's the best thing to ever do. What else is going to help? Secondly, that is the fruit of our lips. And again, King James says giving thanks to his name. Some say confessing his name. No, the word there is homologeo. That's the verb. What you're supposed to be doing is professing his name, declaring what you believe, declaring what his word says, declaring what you know about his kingdom. You have standing there declaring what the kingdom of God is to you, in you, for you, and what Jesus has done. Hallelujah.